This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. For the next 4 minutes, let's analyze a vital Bible verse that, if properly understood, can change your life. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Fear is a fairly frequent visitor to most people. Periodically, fear will pay an unfriendly call, and in some cases it will hang around for quite a while. People fear lots of things. Some people are afraid of heights. Others are afraid of the dark. Some people are afraid of being alone in their house or apartment overnight. People fear dogs. People are afraid of flying in airplanes. Some form of fear is a rather common experience to most people. In today's vital Bible verse, the Lord speaks to this problem. He tries to put fear in perspective for us. Time and again, God has come to His people through His word with the command, "Fear not." From Genesis onward comes this clear word from God. It is obvious that God does not want His people to go through life shivering, trembling, and shaking with fear. We are not to be a timorous, timid, intimidated people, cowering in the corner, afraid of our own shadows, or afraid of the shadow of someone else. We are not to flinch and shrink from life as it is. He does not want us to go through life with our knees knocking, our hair standing on end, our teeth clattering, or chills running up and down our spines. His reason for calling upon us not to fear is simple. For I am with thee. When I was in the Marine Corps, I was much skinnier than most of the guys in my unit. So I made friends with the biggest, brawniest, toughest, and most muscular guys in our outfit. Nobody picked on me because I was always with my buddy, and no one wanted to tangle with him. I had a powerful ally. Think for a minute what God is telling us here. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. If anything should be able to silence our fears and encourage our faith, that should do it. Again in verse 13 he says, For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Do not fear the threatenings of your enemy. Do not doubt the promises of your God. How close is he? Within calling distance? No. I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. He says, Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Are you weak? I will strengthen thee. Are you friendless, alone, forsaken? I will help thee. Do you feel you are ready to go under, to sink, or to fall? I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. What is the thing you fear today? I imagine it's pretty big, isn't it? How big is it compared to God? What is it that has you biting your fingernails, spending sleepless nights, and so upset you can't eat? How will you deal with it? Pretend it's not there? Nonsense. Of course it's there. But so is the Lord your God. And when you face a challenge or responsibility or situation that is beyond your own abilities, you can draw from God's unlimited resource of strength. This vital Bible verse is just one of 60 carefully selected scriptures that are contained in our scripture memory course. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.